At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere, you have found the weekend fun zone open for business. Come one, come all. Fun for the whole family. Unless it's not. We will attempt to knock your socks off, but in a good way. The Fifth Hour with myself, Ben Maller, and Danny G Radio and the Podcast Dojo. This week, different than all other weeks on the Ben Maller Radio Show. And we talk a lot about that here on the podcast. It is a companion to keep you company on the weekends. Did we go skinny dipping this week? No, we did not go skinny dipping this week. There was none of that. There was no nudity that took place this week. However, there was a major change, and if you were paying close attention, listening in the middle of the night during the week, first of all, we thank you. Appreciate that. Cool beans. Good job by you. Secondly, one of our good radio pals will no longer be working on the show. We announced early in the week that our friend Roberto, Cooking with Roberto fame, Roberto Flores, who has been part of the radio show for a number of years, is stepping away. He is leaving the radio show. The announcement came down, and so we will not get to have fun with our pal Roberto any longer, as he is done with the Ben Maller Show. Roberto worked on our program from 2018 to 2023. Some of the great highlights with Roberto going back and forth. When the Lakers would lose, I would pour salt on the wound. When the Clippers would lose, Roberto would stab a knife in my gut. And that is how that went. We had great times. We're both Dodger fans, so we were lamenting the run of Dodger baseball. We were together in 2020 when the Dodgers won the hardest World Series of all time during a global pandemic and beat the Tampa Bay Rays. So we got to celebrate that under the stars together, and that was a lot of fun. So I wanted to spend time with Roberto. There's a tradition, not a great tradition, but there's a tradition in the broadcasting business when you are fired or when you leave a broadcast job, you do not get an opportunity to get back and say goodbye to anybody. They get rid of you. They change the codes. They shut off your email. That's just how it has always been. And it appears that is the way it will always be. So with the podcast, we have a little more leeway here on the podcast. And so I wanted to bring back my friend Roberto Flores and spend a couple of minutes shooting the shit with our man Roberto and catch up on some of the things that he's going through. He's got a new career. We'll get into that if he's willing to tell us and go over everything. But I would like to address, as we bring in the great Roberto Flores, formerly of the Ben Maller Show, the man that kept us on the air in air traffic control, hitting all the right buttons and some of the right drops. He joins us now. So there's a rumor going around, Roberto. Some of the fans of the show, some of the P1s, are convinced that I had you removed from the show. So once and for all, Roberto, can you confirm or deny that I, Ben Maller, had you fired?
Yes, Ben did fire the fuck out of me.
Well, I tried to get Poppy fired, Roberto, and they wouldn't listen. And then for some reason they got rid of you. I don't understand. I don't get it, Roberto.
No, Ben did not fire me. I decided to leave the company after 5 years and without a raise in 5 years.
So you made a business decision, Roberto, to go elsewhere to greener pastures. And would you like to officially reveal? I know that a lot of this is out there on social media, although you are not. We'll get to this in a few minutes. You are not still on Twitter. We'll address that later on. But would you like to officially reveal right now you have changed careers? You have made a dramatic change in your career. You found a new job. Where will you be working now going forward, Roberto?
Well, they say when you run the board, you're driving the bus. Is that correct? Is that what they say, right?
Yes.
Sometimes in radio.
Yep. Sure.
Well, I'm literally on my way, hopefully soon, to driving a real bus, a big yellow 40-foot LAUSD school bus, Ben.
So you,
that is correct.
You will be Roberto, the school bus driver. You will have the responsibility of, and you don't. You're going through the training now. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that is correct. Actually, before I can even get behind the wheel and start training, I got to get my Class B license permit. And that's what I got today, my Class B license permit. Yay, I got my license permit to be able to get up behind the wheel today.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How big a pain in the butt was that to get the license? How hard was it?
It was not too hard. Believe it or not, there's like the hardest. So I had to take an air brake test and I had to take a commercial driver license test. And I had to take a passenger test. The air brake test was about 20 questions, and passenger test is also 20 questions. Those are the easier ones. And the last one, which I just passed today, was a commercial driver license test, and that was 50 questions. Luckily, believe it or not, there's apps and cheat sheets out there that can help you pass these tests. So. It was the most difficult one was a commercial driver license because it was 50 questions, a little more complicated.
Okay. So the obvious question is, I'm trying to get in the mind of the person listening. They're probably saying, well, wait a minute, you're part of the radio show, you're a bus driver. Why did you decide on this, Roberto? What led you down that path to want to become a bus driver?
Well, let's see. First, I can say that even though I saw if I sounded great or happy on the air, I feel like that was just part of my responsibility of being a professional.
Yeah,
like, you know, I had to ask for a raise twice, and he said, "Oh, you're doing a great job, but you know what? We can pay you." Okay, now I asked for a raise once, a raise twice, nothing. Also, having not being able to sleep during the week was also for five years I really didn't get constant sleep during the week, which was I would sleep 1 hour and then wake up, go back to sleep, wake up another 2 hours, go back. It was never constant 4 or 5 hours, 6 hours of sleep. Sleep was always up and down.
Yeah.
And then I reached a point last year was really bad. I remember texting you one time last year saying, have you ever been not able to sleep? And you're like, no. And I was like, oh shit. And this, I had texted you, I think it was early February of last year. And it was like, I had texted you around like 5 o'clock and I had literally had gotten no sleep. And it was like 5 p.m. already. It was like the fucking worst. It was like the fucking worst thing ever. I'm not going to lie. That's like you start mentally like fucking with yourself and like you like start going through shit. Like you just start mentally like it's not a good place when you can't get constant sleep. So
yeah, for after, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So after that, I was just like, you know, maybe it's a good time to try looking somewhere else. But the opportunity of the bus, I just thought about my wife and my daughter's schedule, how they have Monday to Friday, by 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, they're home relaxing and they go to sleep decent time. My wife and my daughter got all the holidays off and they got all the holidays off, you know, you got the vacation. My wife's got a great vacation pay. So I kind of want to have the same schedule as my wife and my daughter. And, you know, I started looking into jobs in LAUSD and I'm like, you know what, being a bus driver wouldn't be too bad. I've worked with kids before in the past, early on in my early 20s, believe it or not, I dealt with kids and I thought it'd be pretty fun. I would see bus drivers. I'm like, you know what, this guy's pretty badass to be able to drive a big fucking bus like that. I thought it was a cool job. And, you know, I applied and I went through the process. It's something where various background checks, because the federal government gets involved because you're going through a commercial license. So it involves getting a commercial license, also involves, you know, you being able to drive through different states. So the FBI or the federal government gets involved. So it was a rigorous process and you also got to be clean. You know, I don't smoke weed. I don't do drugs anymore. So it's kind of like a no-brainer. It was kind of like a no-brainer for me. And, you know, I definitely don't drink as much as I used to just because I was just tired. I'm just tired of the hangovers that I used to get all the time. I still drink, don't get me wrong, but not as much. And it was kind of like a no-brainer for me. And honestly, talking to other people, it's a pretty good job. And the pay is great, to be honest.
Yeah, well, that's great. No, and I tried to explain to people when I was getting emails from fans of the show, Roberto, and they're like, where is he going? Well, you got to get him back. And I'm like, you don't understand. The overnight hours are not – they're a grind. They wear you out. People that work overnight – and I've talked about this. We've talked about this together. Like, you don't live as long when you work overnight. It's just not good for your health. And, like, I'm a bad sleeper. I get – 4 or 5 hours of sleep most of the time. But compared to you, Roberto, you know, I can get 3 or 4 solid hours of sleep most of the time. And that's pretty much all I need. I certainly function better when I get 7 or 8 hours, but I've been doing this a long time. And that's just kind of, and I remember when you called me up and you were talking about how you were having issues sleeping. And I was like, remember, I went through the list. I was like, you got to get triple blackout curtains. You got to get a sleep mask. You got to get like an air conditioner thing for your room. Like all these little tricks that you have to do to try to
sleep. Yeah, yeah.
And the problem is in LA when it gets really hot, especially where you are, where you live, Roberto, it gets really hot.
Yeah.
It's impossible. You can't, it's just, you cannot be comfortable. It's like being in the Sahara Desert and trying to sleep at the hottest part of the day. It's just impossible to do it. And when you factor in your daughter, how old's your daughter, by the way, now? I haven't seen her in a couple of years.
She's seven. She's seven now. Yeah.
So you're set up, right? You'll be able to be around her. Like, and she's going to remember everything now. The next few years are going to be magical. So that's awesome. And now you won't have to worry about leaving Dodger games early to get to the studio.
Yeah, exactly. Or not showing up to work that same day. Cause you know, I went to a Dodger game. I got to go to a Dodger game and go to sleep and wake up and go to work. Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, you can hang out at the ballpark. You don't have to leave early or anything like that. Yeah, you get that as often as you want.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
I rode the bus, believe it or not. You probably think I'm like a rich kid. I never rode the bus, but my mom put me on the bus when I was a kid.
Nice.
In fact, one of my earliest memories, I'll date myself, but I broke my first news story. I was on the school bus coming back from elementary school, and the school bus driver had the radio on, and it was breaking news. Ronald Reagan had been shot. You know, he'd been,
Oh, wow.
And I remember I got off the bus and I was like, I'm like the boss. And I was like, because I heard my bus driver was listening to the radio. So I said, Mom, I heard the president was shot. And I remember telling her, I was like, my first breaking news story. But now there's two kinds of bus drivers. Well, I guess there's probably three kinds of bus drivers. There's the mellow, kind of cool, do whatever you want kind of bus driver. There's the I really like the kids bus driver. All the kids love the bus driver. And then there's the asshole, disciplinarian despot type of bus driver. So question is, Roberto, which kind of bus driver will you be?
It's a tough one because I hear from some of these people that I've talked to, you got to show the kids that you can't just let them like run into your bus and have a free for all, because then they walk all over you. So you got to, like, before the kids even go get on your bus, you gotta like say line up, or you're not getting in the bus. So you gotta be stern. So I kind of want to say I want to be the despot, yeah. But knowing how I am, I don't know. I feel like I might be in between the despot and the guy that lets him do everything. And I think that's who I'm gonna be.
Yeah, you always smile. You always have a smile. I love that. Even when things the last couple of years have been tough on you, and you've been trying to, you know, find new work, and your sleep's been messed up, and you haven't spent enough time with your family, you still always have a big smile. I give you credit for that, because it hasn't like burned you down. At least on the outside, it looks like you're still enjoying life, which is nice. And then the other thing, Roberto, when you're a bus driver, There's not year-round school, I don't think, in L.A. So what are you going to do during the summer? Do you have that all mapped out in your head, what you're going to be? Because you're going to have, like, a great schedule. You actually have time off, like you're back in elementary school, but you still have bills to pay. So what the heck are you
doing?
Yeah.
So guess what? They don't – on LAUSD, they don't – if you want to do overtime, go ahead. They don't frown upon you working overtime. So if I got nothing to do, I'm going to be working, driving a bus in the summertime for extra cash and making like $60 an hour doing overtime. So that'll be absolutely pretty good. You know, the thing about me, Ben, unlike you, I like to spend money, Ben. So that's the thing. And then I like my wife too, I can say, because my wife tends to be, you know, she's better with money than I am. And she was making about double the pay that I make. So it was one of the reasons why I'm like, I gotta step up my game, and I gotta bring some more money home, because I'm the one that likes to spend money. I'm the one that goes to Dodger games and buys like five beers while she won't, even though she likes to drink her, she likes to drink her her seltzer drinks. She won't drink a seltzer at Dodger Stadium because she frowns upon the price of being so expensive. So that's another reason why, you know, if I have to work, you know, during the summertime, make extra money, I'll do it. But if I have the capability of you know, taking the whole summer off, that would be great also. And me and my wife can actually maybe plan a trip next year in the summertime and actually be able to plan way ahead of time and be able to, you know, go off somewhere maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, for sure. In fact, of all the people that have called the show over the years, the one that blows me away the most is this guy called Lance the Bus Driver.
Yeah, man.
I told you about him. So Lance,
yeah.
For those that don't know, Lance calls the show every once in a while, not as much recently because of his work schedule, but Lance has been a city bus driver in San Francisco for probably over 20 years at this point, maybe even longer than that. He's been calling the show off and on for close to 20 years. And he used to be one of my regular guys, and we'd spar back and forth. We'd get loggerheads. But Lance, he's living a better life than I'm living because he drives the bus. He's got a good, solid job. Now, the job is not easy because he has to drive through, like, the Tenderloin district of San Francisco where it's like a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
San Francisco, people shit on the street. They eat their own shit. They do drugs. It's terrible. I think as his wife works for the airline and his son works in like the hotel business. So Lance will send me emails. He'll be like on a random day in May, he'll be in Paris for the weekend because he gets free airfare and he can get pretty much free hotel room. So he travels the world. It's fascinating. So that's the next level. So you start out, Roberto, with the LA Unified School District. And then after that, the next level, you then go a little higher up. And then you got to convince your daughter to work for the airline or a hotel. And then you're a made man.
Oh, yeah. Airline. That'll be great. Great there. Yeah. You know, the thing about working in the LAUSD, there's a lot of jobs, opportunities to move up and do different stuff and still be able to enjoy that schedule that the kids have, you know, when they go to school and stuff. So that's another reason why I chose to go this route. And because honestly, I've looked at other radio jobs and they just don't pay. Some of them don't pay well anymore, man. It's just not like it used to be.
Yeah, it's not a great time. And the radio, you know, I don't know how a lot of the guys do it. And it's tough, too, because it'd be one thing if we were like, my brother lives in Appleton, Wisconsin, and you'd probably be fine. The cost of living, though, in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Insane. And there's no end in sight, right? Now, every summer, the gas gets up to $6 a gallon. It's ridiculous. The cost of everything, nickel and dime you on everything.
With everything, with the bills to pay, groceries, it's fucking tough to live in LA in Los Angeles. It's a lot of money. Everything's going up and up and up, and doesn't seem to come down at all.
Well, everything goes up except so your
paycheck.
Yes, exactly. But I think that's across the board. I think that's in almost every profession. Now, the other thing I wanted to address here. So this, your move to leave the Ben Maller Show, Roberto, and go and become a school bus driver, we've known about it kind of off the air. We've had an inkling. You told us. You kept us in the loop. You were very cool about that. We appreciate it. You kind of told us what your plan was, and you weren't sure 100%, so we didn't say anything. Check that. I didn't say anything. Now, Eddie, how do you feel, Roberto? Eddie pretty much spelled out your entire plan. On the air, because he's Judas, he can't keep it. And I'm like, Eddie, what are you doing? I'd be like, what do you mean? This Roberto want that on the air. So how do you feel about Eddie pretty much letting everyone know before it was official that you were leaving?
My lips have been on it.
Screw you, Eddie. No, I just kidding. honestly, I don't mind. I could kind of not with work stuff, but like other things, like outside of work, like if my wife tells me something and I can kind of like go ahead and like spill the beans. So I'm kind of that way in a sense, like Eddie. So, but not totally like Eddie, but sometimes. So I kind of understand Eddie. I don't blame him.
Okay. Well, I'm the opposite. I'm like, if somebody tells me something in confidence, I don't talk about it on the radio. You know, anyway. All right. So you were with the show for a good run. You started, what was it, 2018, you told me, right? I forget. Everything's a blur.
I started at FSR in the editing room December 2017, just like the week before New Year's.
So you started there, and then quickly, a few months later, you ended up taking over on our show when Danny G left. He got promoted. I think you replaced Danny G, if I remember.
Yeah, that's who I replaced. Yeah.
Replaced Danny G, who's on this podcast now, back with me on the podcast. Do you have a favorite moment, or is it all a nightmare working on the show? Is there anything that was good? Any favorite memory from the last 5 years running as a key member of the show? Anything that really stands
out? Yeah, whenever the Clippers lost.
Screw you, Roberto.
What is still wrong with the Clippers?
Screw you.
All this shit you talk about the Lakers and the Clippers always fucking continue to be the fucking Clippers. Hilarious, dude.
Well, at least the Lakers didn't win a championship while you worked on the show, so I didn't have to do with that. But the worst, remember the one that when they lost to the Nuggets and I wore a paper bag on my head, although that was during COVID, but I still wore a damn paper bag on my head the entire fucking show. And
yeah, when you cursed on the air about Doc Rivers.
Yeah, trust me, I wanted to curse a lot more than that. I wanted to do nothing. I wish we were on satellite radio only, because I would have just cursed the entire time. The bane of my existence, Doc Rivers, who ruined not only the Lob City Clippers, but also the first part of the Kawhi Leonard Clippers. And that could be the only time. That's like Kawhi was there and Paul George were there. Since then, they've been hurt in the playoffs, one of them or both of them, every single year. The other thing I thought about this too, Roberto, with you leaving the
show. Wait. I always wanted to tell people this. Yeah. Ben is the only guy in sports that I know that hates one team more than he actually likes his team. You hate the Lakers more than you actually like the Clippers. It's fucking embarrassing.
No,
dude.
That's not true. That's a lie.
That's fact.
Well, let me explain. First of all, I am surrounded. There's a mandate at the company to hire people that love the Lakers. So I'm surrounded. I've been there 20 years, over 20 years. Everyone I've worked with, almost with few exceptions, has been a Laker honk. Okay, not just a casual.
Why do you want to be a Clipper fan? You're not, dude.
No, but there's people from all over the country that have worked there, but it doesn't matter. They're all Laker apologists, and it makes me want to puke. Okay, it makes me want to puke. And so, it's not that I don't love when great things happen to the Clippers. I enjoy that very much, and I hope you'll tune in, Roberto, when the Clippers win the championship next year. It'll be my masterpiece. It'll be my greatest show in the history of broadcasting. I might even retire after that show, Roberto. I might as a bus driver. I might once the Clippers win the championship, that might be the final act. That'll be my swan song. I'll get out of here.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning.
And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Also wanted to point out, the other thing about you leaving is you have been, since you've been a key member of the show, many of the people that write the different songs for the show, you've been mentioned in all of them. So now every song is now, you are memorialized in those songs. So when we play them, your name will be mentioned. And I guarantee whoever places you will be pissed off because their name won't be in the song.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
So you'll still be mentioned in those songs until people write new songs or whatever. And then as far as the drops, and people have been very upset. Mark, who's been filling in a lot for you, is not a big drop guy. He's kind of not, that's not his jam. And you were very big on the drops. What was your favorite drop on the show? Because the feedback I've got, I want to see if you agree with the feedback that I've gotten since you left the show. Because there's one drop in particular that people love when you play. They demand that you play that. In fact, they're spitting mad, Roberto, that since you left, this drop has no longer been played. So I want to see if we're on the same wavelength here. Yeah, what are the drops that you loved when you were doing all that?
He blew me off at a hotel in LAX.
No, that's not your please. How dare
that's
you?
That's one of my favorite drops.
He blew me off at a hotel near LAX.
Oh, one drop that I really wanted to play. I was going to play it recently, and I forgot to play it. Was one of those Negroes look the same?
Yes, make sure you get it right. That's Phil and Joe Negro.
But all those Negroes look the same.
They're knuckleball pitchers. And yeah, and that drop, Roberto, got me in trouble. I had people saying that I was racist, that I was like the Oakland A's broadcast, because people don't pay attention when they listen. And they some people want to hear certain things that were not said, but it was Phil and Joe Negro,
the Negro brothers.
Yes, right. But that friend in Ed in Spokane got me to say that schmuck Ed in Spokane, that big potato head. But the other one, that the one that people love, Roberto, is out of context racist drop.
Racist.
Love that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The racist. Oh, yeah. I love it. Yeah.
They love. And this is people from all backgrounds. All, it doesn't matter. Everyone thinks that's hilarious. The times we live in when, you know, we'd say, you know, Cleveland Browns and you'd play that.
Racist.
Or, yeah. Or
Cincinnati Reds. Racist. Yeah,
exactly.
Chicago Black. The Chicago White Sox. Racist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hilarious. Like that. That is just tremendous. And I don't think we've heard that since you went away from the show.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah, that's sad, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, Mark. Pick it up. Pick it up.
Well, whoever ends up officially, there's a trial period because it's tough to fill your shoes because you have very big feet. But no, there's a trial period to find someone to replace you. So you might.
Well, it should be Sam. I'll just say that. It should be Sam Kinsel.
That's your vote. Yeah, I have no control over that. They haven't asked me. You know, they don't ask me those things. But if they do, you know, I'll give my opinion. But they haven't asked me that. Now, you did for a long time. We had weather with Roberto that gave us the Mexican Doppler, but you've been known for cooking with Roberto. And I told you, Roberto, I remember having a conversation when I came back from Minnesota and some of these other meet and greets, like the guys that are fans of the show were making your recipes, which blew me away because the last number of months, you haven't even been putting the recipes out. You've just been doing them on the show and not been like sending out the actual recipes on social media because you've been off of the Twitter. So what was the favorite recipe that you gave out on Cooking with Roberto? Is there anything that you loved more?
I would probably say my carne asada recipe.
That's
probably because I gave out various stuff that you could have done with it. I also gave like a nacho asada fries recipe, and it was basically still based on my carne asada recipe. And what was another one? Yeah, what was my carne asada recipe was my favorite one because there was a few other things that I said that you were able to do with my carne asada. Yeah, like it's not coming up. It's not coming on the top of my head right now.
I got you. Now, the other question, we had talked to you on the air, and you had said if Dave Roberts got fired, you'd go back on Twitter. Dave Roberts, I just checked, he's not been fired yet, Roberto, even though after this week in Cincinnati, he probably should have been. But Dave Roberts, not fired. And you then also said Josh McDaniels, if he got replaced, you would go back. He didn't get replaced. He's still coaching the Raiders. But now you've changed jobs. So is there any chance that you will pop back up randomly and reactivate the Twitter account, or is that dead forever?
You're fired.
It's not dead forever. So if people want to see me back on Twitter, they should pray that the Dodgers win the World Series, and then I'll be back on Twitter. How about that?
Okay, there you go. So if the Dodgers...
Yeah, come on, people, pray for the Dodgers to win the World Series. Come on.
We need the Dodgers to win the World... Are you still paying off the 2017 World Series, Roberto? Are you still paying that off?
No, I think that's finally... It's finally done, I believe so. Yeah.
Finally, after all these years, anything you want to say to Jose Altuve? Anything you want to pass on to Albuve?
Fuck Altuve, fucking midget. Fuck that guy.
All right. Very well said. And we'll get you out on this, Roberto. Anything you're going to miss about radio? I know the business has changed a lot. You've been in radio a while. It's a lot different than when you started. You think you're completely done with radio now? I mean, bus driver is a great job. You can have that probably the rest of your life if you want. You think your radio's over? And what are you going to miss about it, if anything?
I'll miss the camaraderie with all you guys. On you and Eddie and Coop, and even working with Jonas and Lee and LeVar and Brady was a lot of fun. I miss the camaraderie with all of you guys. That was a lot of fun. But the pay, I'm definitely not going to miss that. So I think for that reason, I probably won't be back in radio for that reason alone. And, you know, it's like all of the stuff added up for me was the, you know, having to work overnight when I couldn't sleep, and then
in the holidays too, right? Having to work on holidays off.
Oh yeah. I had to ask to get a holiday off if I wanted to have the holiday off. Those kind of things. A lot of that stuff took a lot of the fun out of the job. But working with you guys, you know, for that time when I was there, you know, made it fun. And you know, when I was there, you know, it was a lot of fun working with all of you. So I'm definitely gonna miss that.
Well, I love you, Roberto. I still love you. I'll still bust your balls about the Dodgers. We'll go back and forth with the Dodgers. And when the Lakers lose, I'll make sure to send you a text.
Okay, when Kawhi tears the next ACL, send one of the texts for that.
Yeah, Anthony Davis has some kind of personal backup and is not able to play. I'll send you a smiley emoji or something like that. But good luck with the school bus driving, man. I'm going to miss you on the show. I've loved you on the show. It's been a lot of fun. The fans love you. We're all going to miss you, and hopefully, you know, we got to get together at some point here, and hopefully we'll still be friends. A lot of people, you know how it is, Roberto. You work with somebody for a while, and then you change jobs.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing, right? Because I've been in this business in radio since I was in 2003, and yeah. there's from my first radio job, my first boss, I still talk to him from time to time, and he's one of the longest people that I've talked to since I've been in radio, and then. My second radio job, I was there for like 10 years. And a lot of those people, I just talked to them in social media. But I'm definitely going to try to keep contact with everybody that, you know, I work with in FSR that I talk to every day. Definitely going to try to continue to keep contact because life's too short.
Exactly, man. Exactly. You got to enjoy. I mean, people come and go in your life, and you got to try to keep people around, as many people as you can. All right, we'll let you go on that. Roberto, thank you. Good luck. Enjoy your weekends off. Enjoy your holidays off. Enjoy summers off. You're going to have much more time off than I ever will have again. So thank you for your time, and I appreciate it. Thanks, Roberto.
You got it, Ben. Go Dodgers!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.